Welcome. Welcome to Allen Avenue Unitarian Universalist Church, a longtime presence for liberal religion in Portland, and welcome to our annual A2U2 Solstice Celebration. This Solstice Celebration is produced by a small group of people who are all members of our church, and we've been under the leadership of our choir, our music director, Dale Churchill. We want to thank everybody who's helped make this possible. This year we're doing something a little special, mixing the ideas and practices of two different cultures together, along with the pagan and contemporary ideas we have presented in the past. We reach around the globe, from Portland, Maine, to the Shinto practicers of Japan, to the Native Americans of Iroquois country, to the pagans of medieval and modern Europe, recognizing in our reach that all the northern world celebrates the solstice together, celebrates new movement from dark to light, from cold to warmth. We begin now invoking the spirit of the solstice by lighting our Unitarian Universalist ice chalice. We light this chalice as a symbol of our Unitarian Universalist beliefs. As we honor the spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions, we recognize the sacred space by casting our circle. East, air. Winter is the time for cold winds and freezing breezes. Spirits of the air, be with us this evening.
South, fire. Winter is the time for sitting in front of roaring fires for warmth and blazing candles for light. Spirits of fire, be with us this evening.
West, water. Winter is the time of snow, of water turning to ice, and Jack Frost nipping at us. Spirits of the water, be with us this evening.
North, earth. Winter is the time when the earth is bare and most trees have no leaves. No food is growing now. Spirits of the earth, be with us this evening. By the strength and love of all within, the circle is cast.
As the earth continues its solstice journey around the sun, let us journey in our hearts and spirits around the earth to the Native American lands of the past, where we join the solstice celebration of a North American First Nation. Our Yule log represents the Native American hearth. We understand that the Iroquois have tracked the sun's position during the year to know when the birds and animals will migrate or hibernate, when snow will begin, and when the dark and cold of winter will make hunting difficult. We discover some tribes holding great feasts before the starving time of ice and snow descends upon them. We see that some tribes retire early to bed to dream, believing that Mother Night reigns on earth and walks through dreams to send messages and visions the tribe will gather together at dawn to share. We move on to find other tribes treating solstice as the beginning of the spiritual year, choosing new council members, and naming children born at the turning of the year. Around us are the Iroquois nations. There are longhouses where families dwell and cook at hearths along the center of the house. We see the village shaman marking the solstice by moving through the hearth, through house from hearth to hearth, extinguishing the fires one by one, moving through the center of the house, removing light, inviting darkness, impressing on all, even the smallest children, the importance of sun and fire to light and survival.
As the earth continues its solstice journey through this, around the sun, let us journey in our hearts and spirits around the earth to Japan, where we will participate in current Shinto practices. We find people taking cleansing baths on the solstice in order to clear away the old and start anew. We eat foods with the last letter of the Japanese alphabet in them, such as yugi fruit, kabocha, and udon. Eating these special foods protects us from getting a cold. We combine both practices by taking a bath with yugi fruit juice in it.
Invocation. In the life of a tree, we see a microcosm of the universe. The great tree speaks to us and teaches us its wisdom. In opening ourselves to nature, in seeking its purification, and in hearing what it has to teach us, may we find enlightenment as we share in the fusion of ourselves with the universe that brings us back to the divine that is within the human. Speak to us of the flow of life as growth and not as completion, not as alpha and omega, but as the beginning that never ends and the end that never ceases. Like the acorn that grows into the mighty oak. Speak to us of the meaning of change, purification, and the communion of elements within the process of becoming eternally new. Teach us the meaning of purity, brightness, and the uprightness of the soul. Teach us how to return to our higher origins. Purified, we become free. Purified, our eyes are open to the beauty and the glory of nature. Purified, our ears can hear the harmony of the spheres, even amid the discord of life. Purified, our sense of fragrance and spirituality is heightened. Purified, our taste can savor the subtle richness of life. Purified, our hands can touch the world in its strength and delicacy. Purified, our minds see and grasp the world as it is. Through these means, we will magnify the purity of our spirits and seek the divine with the human.
Be thankful and be filled with the joy of life. Be thankful for what the tree has taught you about life. Be thankful for the wind, the snow, and the darkness, for they reflect part of the endless cycle of life. Celebrate your purification. Rejoice in your enlightenment. we sing out our gratitude to the Kami of heaven and earth. We sing out our gratitude to the tree.
As Earth continues its solstice journey around the sun, we return briefly to our own spiritual home and gaze in gratitude at our own great tree, the dawn redwood standing sturdy before us. We reflect in wonder on nature's response through the full northern hemisphere, through the movement from dark toward light. As Earth continues its solstice journey around the sun, we step in our minds from the warmth of this room to the cold that envelops our great tree. We stand beneath the tree in our mind and hear its branches move. We hear the sounds of nature, and through the crisp wintry air, we hear the distant call of the simple native flute, its plaintive pentatonic scale, drawing us westward, drawing us again to the land of the Iroquois.
Immersed in dark, we sense that every hearth is clean and cold, and we feel relief as the shaman moves again. Slowly, surely, this time to rekindle each hearth, one by one, symbolizing the return of the sun, of heat and of light. With all the hearths lighted and darkness dispelled, we share with the Iroquois a sense of gratitude, hope, and rejoicing. Drumming and singing surround us. Dancing is before us. All in the patterns established centuries ago, to celebrate the returning light and warmth, forces that sustain the natural resources that in their turn sustain the tribes, that sustain all life. We share the delight of the Iroquois. We rejoice with them.
Great powers of the East, powers of air, we call upon your gifts to remind us of all that is yet to come.
Great powers of the South, powers of fire, We call upon your gifts to warm us through the long night.
Great powers of the West, powers of water, we call upon you to be gentle with us, the human children of the Great Mother.
Great powers of the North, powers of the Earth, we call upon your gifts to still our hearts with your wisdom.
As we extinguish our ice chalice, we recognize the sacred circle is open but unbroken. May the peace of the divine go in our hearts. Merry meet and merry part, and merry be meet again. Blessed be. Happy solstice.